you think that etiquette is all about which fork to use when you're sitting down, whether it's at the Caldo Collective or any other dining situation, you are underestimating the value of this particular art form, I believe it is. And with me is etiquette coach and mentor Joanne Wardy. Welcome, Joanne.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You have a lifetime of experience in the world of etiquette. Where did it begin for you?
Actually, when I was 15 years old, my mother sent me to Mannequin Manor.
Oh, my. That brings back memories from way back.
Yes.
Something about white pumps and gloves, I think.
Right. That's exactly right. And so I went through that modeling school, and I enjoyed it so much. When I graduated from high school, I saw an ad in the newspaper that Sears was offering a little finishing course. And I read their article, and I thought, I can do this. So I set out to start my own school. So I went out and got every book I could get my hands on, went to the library, and I wrote my course.
What was it that inspired you to do this?
Well, my brother was in the clothing business at the time. He had Amon Wardy's here. It was a very exclusive women's clothing store. And I was working there as I was going to school. I would go after school and work, and I really enjoyed fashion so much. And it was always my dream to have a clothing store. And so between going to Mannequin Manor and learning how to model and then seeing that course that Sears was offering and the fact that my brother had a store, I felt I had a good venue in which I could teach the course. So when I graduated from high school, I went out that summer, got all the material together, and started Savoir Faire. That was the name of my course at the time.
Yes.
When I was teaching these classes, I also started a high school fashion board, and I had two girls from every high school, and I taught them the etiquette school course, and then they got to model in our fashion shows there at the store. So it kind of went hand in hand, and it just fell right into place. And I've been teaching it ever since.
I think it's so interesting because you mentioned it. Mannequin Manor put etiquette and finishing skills in the area of modeling, which with the democratization of America, it seems like there really is no excuse now for anyone of any income level not to have some basic skills. And it's amazing income really doesn't have much to do with it. Sometimes people who are making plenty of money don't have much sense about how to behave. Do you find this to be true?
Well, you know, it seems like there's not much emphasis put on the importance.
Okay, that's more delicate than my approach, yes. See, you can tell. You know this etiquette stuff.
It just seems like there's just not very much interest.
Yes.
People think that they don't really need it and that it just comes natural and you just know what to do. But the truth is that we all need it and we all need to be consciously aware of just being respectful to other people. And I think it's basically showing respect for ourselves when we do show respect for other people. And I don't think that ever goes out of style.
No, that is one of the points that on your website, which, by the way, is a lovely and very informative website, elpasoetiquette.com, there's some nice statements in there that put etiquette in perspective. What are some of the skills that people are lacking and don't even realize they are lacking when they come to you?
I think basically we forget the basics like yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, please, thank you. Those are just basics. We all know that. But how many of the young people today actually incorporate this in their everyday affairs? And it's the importance of eye contact, the importance of our language.
What do you think were the initial reasons for some of the rules of, for example, back to the dining table, which always seems to be one of the places where we can trip ourselves up? Why? Why do we need to worry about the various uses of glasses and implements? And where did all that begin?
Well, I think what simply when you're sitting down to a dinner and you have people have good manners, you don't really think about it. It's just not offensive at all. But when people don't have good manners, mm-hmm. when they're talking with their mouth open, when they're talking too loud in a restaurant and distracting other people, it's only when people are really out of the loop that we pay any attention. And so I think it's more knowing those things that are correct that make it more pleasant when you're sitting with other people at a meal. We don't really notice unless they're doing something that's offensive.
Well, in your practice of teaching, do you have a regular class schedule or do people come to you as individuals to learn?
Well, they call me and we do private classes, and I also schedule classes. Mm-hmm. I do schedule classes. I usually take 8 to 12 students to a class. I also teach like sometimes at Radford, Loretto, some of the public schools as well. We'll have classes there after school and the students can come. I usually teach 2 basic classes. They're basic etiquette skills for today, which are the basics, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, please, thank you, the importance of eye contact, knowing how to introduce yourself, how to introduce others, the importance of thank you notes, when to send
goodness.
A thank you note.
May I pause for a moment? The absence of thank you notes is something that so many people have no idea, apparently, how powerfully it affects those who expect thank you notes still.
Well, when you get one, you're mm-hmm. so pleasantly surprised that you think, wow, this is just great. Isn't that nice that mm-hmm. someone took the time? Because people are so busy. There's no question about it. We are so busy today with the internet and so many different communication, the emails and
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's the backtracking, really, in a way, the slowing down and pausing long enough to, and the handwritten note will never lose its class. In your comprehensive courses, how long do they last, and what are the basics that are covered?
There's basically 7 classes that I teach: diet and exercise, poison posture, grooming, skincare and makeup, wardrobe coordination, basic etiquette skills for today, and dining skills mm-hmm. for success. Each class is basically 2 hours long. Some of the classes, like the dining skills for success, is a 3-hour class. In that class, I teach the students everything they need to know. When to sit down, how to sit down, when to take your napkin, when to start eating, which wines to drink with which foods, how to do a toast, how to make a toast, how to set the table from the most casual mm-hmm. to the most formal sit-down dinner so that they can feel confident. All of these classes are basically to give my students self-confidence.
It's such a luxury to go through life knowing what to do.
Exactly. You do, as long as you know the correct way to do
yes.
things.
Well, it's the same way as learning anything, even the English language. You have to learn how to use it properly before you learn how to break the rules properly. And I guess etiquette is somewhat the same. And I know that growing up, my moments of awful angst that I've experienced have been because I just was clueless on what's the right way to do this. Have you any particular success stories where you had someone come to you who was really just a mess and managed to help
many,
them?
Many stories. Oh, mm-hmm. my goodness, yes. So,
and do you handle these people in private, one-on-one, or do we need to be humiliated in a group?
No, and there's never any humiliation. And I think that,
good.
No, I think that that's not a good thing. There have been so many students that were so shy that they could
yes.
not even give me contact in the class at all, couldn't get up to do much of anything. They were so shy. I had one student that came to my door with her mother and put her baseball jacket with her hood over her head and couldn't even look at me. I mean, there are some people really that truly are so terribly shy.
Yes.
And insecure
mm-hmm.
that they need a little bit of help. There's many adults that come to me as well that need help, have gotten divorced and now they feel they want to get out into the world again, and they feel insecure and need some help on some social skills.
Oh, interesting.
It's
interesting.
A lot of fun. It's so rewarding.
I think you've really put your finger on part of what it is that makes etiquette so very necessary. It's really nothing more than knowing how to read the signposts of how to treat other people so that you can be comfortable in your own skin. My guest today is etiquette coach and mentor Joanne Wardy, talking to us about the art of schooling individuals in the finer points of life. For more information, you can go to elpasoetiquette.com or you can call 355-0992 and get started. If you know someone out there who perhaps needs a little help, maybe a good gift is right in front of you. Thank you so much, Joanne.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.